We will call the January 5th, 2021 Kingsport Beverage Board meeting to order. We will start with roll call. This will be a verbal roll call, so Ms. Marshall will call your name, and if you'll affirm that you are the person that you say you are. Well, we have video for everybody, so we know it's everyone. But Ms. Marshall, if you would please call roll call.
Okay. Chair LaHare.
Present.
Mr. Forrester.
Via Zoom, I'm sorry. Present via Zoom.
Mr. Forrester.
Present via Zoom.
Mr. McKinley.
Here via Zoom.
Vice Chair Salyer.
Present via Zoom.
Ms. Wells.
I see her. Oh, we lost your audio there, Natalie.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear you, but I see you talking.
It shows that your audio's on. Can you raise your hand?
Okay. Mr. Lee.
I didn't ask for a funny face.
President Yazoo.
Okay. And Deputy Chief Phipps.
I'm here.
He is here. Okay.
Excellent. Okay, so my first order of business will be to read this statement. The determination by the board that meeting electronically and limiting the physical presence of the public at the meeting is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare of all concerned in light of the COVID-19 virus. We will continue to meet electronically and social distance as long as the governor deems fit for us to do so. I don't know if any of y'all have had COVID or contracted the virus, but I will tell you, Natalie has, and I can now raise my hand because this and Ken, and I know that there's a couple others that aren't with us in the meeting today, and our prayers are definitely with them. It was our pre-Christmas present for our household, so please, everybody, continue to practice safely. And I just pray that the vaccine gets out and everybody gets it and we can be done and over with this sooner than later. So moving forward, we've had roll call.
Cody just joined, by the way. Cody Wood.
Okay, hello, Cody.
You're here, correct?
Sorry, technical difficulties.
That's okay, I gotcha.
So, moving on, I'd ask for approval of the minutes. Ms. Marshall so graciously sent those out for everybody to review last week. This will be a roll call vote.
Before we do that, I need everyone to affirm the determination for the electronic meeting.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So I can either roll call or you can ask everybody to do that. You want me to?
I'll let you roll call, please.
All right, Chair LaHare.
I affirm.
Mr. Forrester.
Affirm.
Mr. McKinley.
Affirm.
Vice Chair Salyer.
I affirm.
Ms. Wells.
Affirm.
Mr.
Can
Wood.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Mr. Wood. Mr. Weems.
I affirm.
Deputy Chief Phipps.
I affirm.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, thank you, Ms. Marshall. We will now move on to approval of minutes. We will need a motion and a second. If you do motion and you do second, please state your name, and then we will have a roll call vote.
John McKinley, I make a motion that they be approved.
Vice Chair Salyer, I'll second that motion. That motion. I said a motion. Sorry, I'm old.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Marshall, if you'd please roll call.
Mr. Forrester. He's on mute.
You're on mute, Mike.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Affirmed. Yes.
Mr. McKinley.
Approved.
Vice Chair Salyer.
Approve.
Ms. Wells.
Approve.
Mr. Woods.
Approve.
Mr. Weems.
I approve.
Deputy Chief Phipps?
Yes.
And Chair LaHare?
Approve. Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll now move on to review of applications. Ms. Marshall, do both applicants, are they both present today?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So first applicant that we have on file is Attitude Is Everything. This is a request for approval of one on and off premise permit for Riverfront Seafood, which is located on Netherland Inn. Today, it looks like we have Mr. Russell Burdine. Oh, actually, and who's with you, Russell?
My wife, Serena.
Serena is? Okay. The mask, it's difficult to tell. So if both of you will be speaking, Ms. Marsh, is Ms. Chico in?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Hi. Ms. Chico, I believe, is going to swear you in. You'll need to state your name and your home address for the board.
Go ahead and state your name and home address.
Russell Burdine, 1725 Rock Springs Road, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37664.
Serena Burdine, 1725 Rock Springs Road, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37664. Thank you. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give today before the Kingsport Beverage Board is the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you all very much for being here today. We are familiar with Riverfront Seafood and the both of you all, the Burdines. So please tell us why you are before us, because you currently are holding a beverage permit from the City of Kingsport.
It's simply a business entity change. We went from a sole proprietor to a corporation just for tax purposes and things, but we had to redo everything. So that's the only reason. No ownership has changed. I'm still owner. We just changed to a corporation.
Excellent. And I thought that that's what it was. So from a formality standpoint, we will go through the process of, once again, just reviewing how you're currently operating and the systems and procedures that you have in place when you sell beer at your establishment. Could you please tell us the controls that you have in place?
Yeah, of course, we ID everybody. We have them type the age or the year they were born when they send the order in. They put the age, the year the person was born when they send the order in, just so we have a copy of what they, of the year that they were born. What else do you need to know?
To be honest with you, not a whole lot.
We ID everybody, that's for sure. It's allowed to have to-go stuff right now, but we haven't been doing that. I'm not comfortable doing that, but we do it in the restaurant.
Okay. This is a formality, and we greatly appreciate you following the ordinance. If there is a business name change, a change in ownership, a change in the structure in which your business is operating, you do have to come before us, and we do greatly appreciate you following that. So right now I'm going to go through, just make sure that everything's in place, and then we will open it up to the board for questions. As far as the application, Ms. Marshall, everything is in order, correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Mr. Weems, I'm assuming that the zoning is still appropriate.
Yes, sir. Zoning is still appropriate.
Okay. Legal, I don't know who we have. Do we have
both.
Mike?
Both. Yeah.
I do have a question, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Burdine,
yes, Mr.
You've represented, you're 100% owner of the corporation, so you're 100% stockholder of it?
Yes.
I noticed in the paperwork you gave us that your wife is a director, which is fine, but she's not an owner?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to verify.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Thank you,
yes, sir.
That's all.
Excellent question. Thank you, Mr. Billingsley. And Interim Chief Phipps from the Police Department.
No issues, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We need to get rid of that interim part. Just change it to chief.
We're trying.
Yeah, I don't know what to call you. Do I call you deputy, interim chief? Sorry.
They're both correct.
Okay. I'll just change it every time.
I think we'll just call him Chief Phipps from now on.
Right.
Okay, so I guess we can, discussion or questions from the board members? And please state your name if you do have a question. Okay. Hearing no questions from the board, I'd entertain a motion that we approve this permit. Yes,
Vice Chair Salyer, I'd make a motion that we approve.
This is Forrester, I second.
Okay, so we have a motion from Vice Chair Salyer, second from Mr. Forrester. Ms. Marshall, if you would please call roll call.
Okay, Mr. Forrester?
Approved.
Mr. McKinley?
Approved.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Approved.
Ms. Wells?
Approved.
Mr. Woods?
Approved.
Mr. Weems?
I approve.
Interim Chief Phipps. And Chair Lair.
I approve. To the Burdines, we thank you very much for your continued support in the community. We wish you all the best of luck under the new structure. And we will continue to support you in all the ways that we can.
Thank you. I do have one question.
Thank you.
Now that we've been approved, do I have to wait to have my certificate? Because I wouldn't let them sell anything this morning because my other one had expired. Are we good to sell when I go back, or do I need to wait?
When are you going to be able to get them?
I can go down after the meeting and top it up if you want to wait, like either down in the lobby or something.
If you want to
get
it
before, you can come back this afternoon and get it.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
But I'll do it as soon as we get out of here.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you all. Okay. The next applicant that we have for a new permit is J. Lee Properties, LLC, Mr. Jonathan Lee Russell, for Woodstone Deli. This is an on-premise permit application. Business is located at 3500 Fort Henry Drive. The permit is for Woodstone, New York Deli. Mr. Russell, if you would please state your name and home address, and then Ms. Chico will swear you in.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Russell, and my address is 2021 Austin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give before the Kingsport Beverage Board is the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Russell. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very good. So we are familiar with you because I believe you have an establishment on Market Street, correct?
I do. Backwoods Burger Bar.
And that... Backwood Burgers, and branching out up the road towards Colonial Heights, which is greatly appreciated. Woodstone Deli has been a New York deli, has been a long-standing establishment in the city. So if you would, please, if you would educate us, I guess, as to the business and the hours in which you're going to operate and how you're going to, the controls that you're going to have in place and policies and procedures in which you will sell beer if we do grant a permit.
Well, I'm, of course, going to check everyone's IDs as they come in because it's the same thing we do at our other location. I do have a camera system coming for over there to check people in and out to make sure, because I know what that establishment's been in the past and it's the farthest thing from what I want it to be. And I also do have a couple people lined up that do have, like, their ServSafe certifications. And I plan on putting some more people through those as well.
Okay, and in your application, the hours in which you're going to operate?
I'm going to go from 11 to 9 on Monday through Thursday and 11 to 10 on Friday, Saturday. Kind of the same hours that I had for my current business.
Okay. And closed on Sundays?
Yes.
Okay. So before we open it up to questions, I guess we'll go through the process. Mm-hmm. Application, Ms. Marshall, everything is in place?
I'm still waiting on the deed or lease and the health permit.
Yes, we're supposed to get that before the Christmas break, but we just straight off on it so he could do his kind of family thing.
So
he does have it drawn up. It's just a matter of us getting our time and meeting for that one. And then, like I said, I want to get it everything finished and in place before we do the actual health inspection.
Okay. and I appreciate you being proactive. I believe we had you on the agenda in December, so I know that when I get to legal, that lease is going to be something that's going to pop up. So we're waiting on lease and health permit, zoning and planning, Mr. Weems.
Yes, the zoning is appropriate.
Zoning, okay, thank you, sir. Legal, Mr. Billingsley or Mr. Rowlett. I don't know who wants to chime in, but I'm sure you're going to.
I was going to ask about the ownership of the premises. It says here in the application on page 3, Mr. Russell, that you're the owner of the premises upon which the business is conducted. It appears that Stephen Scott Dorton is the owner of 3500 Fortin Drive. Is that correct?
Yes. Me and him came to the agreement that I'm going to do like a lease to own with him, and he was just having all of the correct paperwork drawn up with his actual lawyer so that everything would be in place the correct way.
So you'll have a lease that allows you to purchase it, are you actually getting a deed?
It's going to be so that it can help me to be able to pay down that big 20% that everybody wants when you go to get the loan for the actual property. So that's the way we agreed to where I can pay that 20% down to him basically by leasing it for the first year and then physically selling it by that point.
So would you agree to amend section 6, paragraph 5, to indicate that Stephen Scott Dorton is the owner of the property rather than you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you're getting some kind of document. You said he's drawing it up. And
yes,
you don't,
he said
you
he
don't
had it right
yet.
Before Christmas, but okay. Like I said, I didn't want to mess with the holidays.
Okay. And so you're a sole proprietor, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you're not going to change the name of the business you're operating on? Right now, correct?
No.
Okay. Do you understand if you change the name from Woodstone, New York, Dell to something else, you got to come back and get a permit, another permit?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure. I don't want to backyard burgers too.
Oh, no.
Pop
no.
up and.
Definitely.
Okay.
I will be too close to myself by that point.
Okay. I got you. All right. That's all I have. I will need a copy of the lease or whatever it is.
Sure.
And since it's J. Lee Properties LLC, it either needs to be in the name of J. Lee Properties LLC or you need to assign it to J. Lee Properties LLC because under Tennessee law, it's a separate legal entity from you.
Right.
So we'll need either a lease to them from him or a lease to you and then an assignment from you to J. L. Properties to get the permit. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And then you also need a passing health score.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, they kind of destroyed that place on us. Over there.
Oh, really?
They ripped half of the inside of it out. So, yeah, I've been in there on my free time just working, trying to get it back up to where it needs to be at.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Mr. Billingsley. Okay. I'm just going to address you as Chief Phipps. Chief Phipps, Police Department.
Yeah, no issues.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now I will open it up to the board. Once again, we are holding this meeting via Zoom. So if you do have a question, please state your name and then the question.
This is Vice Chair Salyer. Mr. Russell, can you give us a little insight on what your menu and your basically what your business is going to be like, how it's going to differ from the prior clientele who've leased this building?
Well, I want to take it back to a lot of the kind of style where Jeremy had, because I know how much he was involved with the community. But we've got more or less about 17 or 18 different unique sandwiches on the menu right now. Then I think there's some chicken wings and just like your normal basic style hamburger to give that more of an option. But I really want it to be more of the New York style deli to where, like I said, we cut all of our meats in-house and have the ability to offer a lot of the New York side dishes as well.
Okay. I guess I'm dating myself. That's how Woodstone was 25 years ago, maybe. The original Woodstone was a deli, I seems to recall, as a wee youngster.
I was going to say, that was probably before my time of being over here to actually eat at it. So the first time I ever ate at it, like I said, is when Jeremy had it 5-6 years ago, I guess. But I knew it was one of these big staples that's been around since, what, 79, I believe, here in Kingsport. So I just wanted to bring it back.
All right, thank you.
OK. Okay. Further questions from board members? Okay. So you did mention the history of the establishment, and it is a longstanding history. Some of the prior owners, it is located next to a residential community, and I believe that there's an outside area that is fenced in. Okay. Do you intend on utilizing that outdoor area?
No, not at this time. Anyways, like I said, I'm going to try to keep as much inside and away from people as possible.
Okay. So,
but Mr. Chairman,
I'd entertain a... Yes, sir.
Intercede. If you're going to use that outdoor area, you need to come back to the board and give them your plan, and they have to approve that, okay?
Right. Okay. Yeah. I think the first thing I want to do is actually fence that back area off where people just can't get around behind the building.
That's
probably
a good idea.
So, well, they had an old freezer sitting out there, and somebody came by and stole it as I was working on it out there.
Wow. Okay. Well, Mr. Billingsley, thank you for that direction. So I would entertain a motion in a second. Once again, please state your name.
Natalie Wells, and I'm making a motion to approve.
Chair Salyer, I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Should the motion be conditioned on the compliance with the lease and the health permit? I mean, should that be part of the motion?
That and
the lease. Raising it. Sorry?
The health permit and the lease.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Forrester. Further questions? Okay, so we have a motion from Ms. Wells to supply a beverage permit to Mr. Jonathan Russell. I'm sorry, my other screen went off. Mr. Russell. So in approving that, the lease will need to be supplied to the city attorney for him to review, as is a satisfactory Board of Health inspection and permit be issued from the state. You must maintain both that permit and an inspection on an annual basis. The permit will be, Mr. Russell, the permit will be given to you once you've satisfied those requirements for legal department. So today what we're doing is we are voting on supplying you a permit once those stipulations have been satisfied. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. That's perfect. Like I said, I'm still waiting to get a heating and cooling unit put in there, too, because they blew it up. So,
okay. Do you have an estimated date of opening?
I'm hoping if they get all my stuff in for that heating and cooling, that hopefully at the beginning of next month I can. But like I said, that depends on how busy they are to be able to get that equipment in there and set it up for me.
Okay, so we have a motion from Ms. Wells, second from Mr. Forrester. Was that correct? Mr. Salyer.
Mr. Salyer.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further questions from the board? Okay, Ms. Marshall, if you'd please call a roll call vote.
Okay. Mr. Forrester?
Oh, yes, in favor.
Mr. McKinley?
Approve.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Approve.
Ms. Wells?
Approve.
Mr. Woods?
Aye.
Mr. Weems?
I approve.
Chief Phipps?
Approved.
Chair Lair?
I approve.
I just promoted you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Russell, once you have supplied that to legal, then Ms. Marshall will contact you when you can pick up your permit and begin selling, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Okay, best of luck to you. Thank you, sir.
Will you initial this right here?
Okay. Unfinished business, we have nothing on the agenda. So new business, we'll move into a review of arrests and incident reports. Chief Phipps?
Happily, I have none to report, Mr. Chair.
Excellent, thank you, very good. Okay. I would like to commend Ms. Marshall and whoever worked on the audio and video, because it was hands down phenomenal. I mean, from where I'm sitting, I hope everybody else was able to hear and see everything that needed to be done. We're almost a year into this, and we're getting pretty good at it.
Right.
As you're aware, like I stated, some of us have gone through the COVID. There is one of our members is not present, and I just ask that you keep all of those that have been affected by this in your prayers. Does anybody else have anything for the good before I adjourn the meeting?
Okay. I didn't put this on the agenda because I always forget this every January, but they usually vote on new, what are they called? Like the
election of officers?
Yes, that. We can do it next time. I just let you know to be thinking or whatever y'all want to do for that. So,
I think that would be great if we do it next time, Ms. Marshall. If in the packet, if you would include the board members and their terms.
Okay.
In the board packet, so that way we have an understanding of who is on, how long they've been on, and then who will be rolling off.
Okay.
And then at the same time, I hope all of y'all would be thinking and entertain whether you would like to have one of the leadership roles in this organization. I'm a firm believer that if you sit in a seat too long, you get too comfortable. So I've been chair for some time, but I would not be opposed to somebody else stepping into that position. So if y'all would just give some serious thought to that, and then that'll be on our February agenda. Okay?
Sounds good.
Terrific. Okay. I wish all of y'all the best, and I will close the meeting and adjourn. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Bye.